Well, through a series of misunderstandings, Jane and her husband, Mr. H, both left home, going their separate ways. It took several weeks and a lot of doing to patch things up. But here they are back together again in the living room after dinner. Jane and her friend Marge, who lives with the Aces, as Mr. H puts on his hat and coat, ready to go out. Listen.
Where are you going?
To the office.
Again?
Oh, now, Jane, don't
cry. Well, we've been home 3 days, and every night you go to the office.
Well, I've been away for a month, and things didn't run themselves while I was away.
But every night.
Oh, Jane, be reasonable about it. After all, Homer and Ethel did leave things in a sort of a mess.
I'll say they did.
But what do you expect me to do every night? Just sit here like a bum on a log and paddle my side?
Oh, please, Jane, I'm a nervous man.
Well, I'm a nervous woman. I'm not going to sit here alone every night.
Oh, now, Jane. That's not very flattering to me.
Yeah, there's Marge. You can talk to her.
Oh, that's all I've been doing is talking to Marge.
But you haven't told me anything. You've been asking me questions about what went on here. I haven't heard any of the news from back home. You haven't told me how your folks were. How's your mother?
Oh, fair to Madeline.
Yeah, Madeline. She's there.
And there's lots of news I want to hear. Now, you go on to the office, Ace, and Jen and I'll kill the evening together.
I won't be too late tonight.
Well, how much longer are you going to have to go every night?
Well, I can't say just offhand. I'm trying to straighten things out as fast as I can. It might be another week.
Another week? Oh, no, you're not. There are certain things I won't stand for, and that's it.
Oh, isn't that?
Oh, Jane, you're unreasonable. You don't suppose he enjoys having to go back to the office every night, do you?
Well, you don't think I enjoy sitting here every night like a bum on a log?
Oh, why don't you go out? Why don't you and Marge go to a picture or something?
Go to a picture without my husband?
What's so terrible about that?
And have everybody looking at me?
Looking at you?
Yes, looking at me. Everybody around here knows there was something the matter the past month. I could tell it today when I was in the grocery store. Why, what do you think the grocer said to me when I ordered the lamb chop?
I don't know. What did the grocer say to you when you ordered the lamb chop?
He said, how many?
How many?
What's so terrible about that?
Well, he knows how many I always buy. He just thought that we were separated or something. And there were some women there, too, and they kept kind of looking at me, and I got so nervous that I forgot to watch the scale when he weighed the sugar. Everybody around here thinks there's something about us wrong.
Oh, who cares what people say about us?
Oh, I don't care what they say. It's what they think, because they keep saying nice things to me.
Listen, Jane, I haven't time to take that up with you now. I've got to be at the office in 5 minutes, and I'll try to get back as early as I can. There. Now, there's some more company for you to cheer you up.
Well, who can that be? Might be Neil.
Well, I'll let him in, and I'll be off. And you stop worrying, Jane. Don't pay any attention to what people say or think.
Well, I can't help it when people keep acting like...
Oh,
well,
Mrs. Benson.
Well,
Mrs. A, how do you do?
What
are
you doing?
I'm just going out. Well, just have to work for a living in all kinds of weather. Jane, here's a visitor for you.
Hello, Mrs. Benton.
My dear, I haven't seen you in months, and I just had to drop over for a visit.
Oh, hello, Marge. Good evening.
Where are you sitting? You're looking fine, Mrs. A.
Well, thank you.
I guess I
understand you've been away, Mrs. A.
Yes, we went home to visit our
folks. I thought you were, because everybody missed you so.
Well, I guess I'll be
right. I was only saying to one of the girls this morning. Who was it? Now, I was on my phone all morning, and I just can't remember who it was. And it doesn't matter. And she said to me, she said, guess who's back? And I said, Clara, now, don't you make me guess. Oh, that's who it was, Clara Winkler. And I said, you know, I'm awful at guessing. And she said,
Good night.
I knew you'd been away, and I made myself a promise I'd drop in this evening and have a long chat with you. Oh, my dear, I'm so newsy.
Is that spelled with an O?
Okay. Mrs. Benton, why don't you take off your coat and make yourself comfortable?
Oh, thank you. What was that you said, Mr. A?
I
thought you were in a hurry to get to your office.
Yes, I was just trying to say I was going, Mrs. Benton. It's been nice seeing you again, Mrs.
Benton. Well, thank you. I was hoping to have a chat with both of you.
No, I've got to be going. Good night. I suppose you'll be gone by the time I get back.
Now, you said you wouldn't stay late, dear.
Oh, Jane, I've got to hurry. I'm late. I'll be there in 5 minutes.
See you later.
Okay, see you later.
Goodbye, dear.
I'll take your coat, Mrs. Benton.
No, thank you, my dear. Well, I never expected to see you back here, Mrs. Ames.
Me? Well, what do you mean?
Well, it was just a feeling I had. Silly of me, isn't it? Oh, you mustn't mind me.
All right.
Mr. Ames went to the office, did you say?
Yes, he's been going to the office every night since we got back.
Really? The office? Mm-hmm. His business affairs got rather tangled up since he took a month's vacation.
Oh, it was a vacation?
Well, we started.
Yes, the Ames visited their family, spent the holidays with them.
Really? Well, what do you know?
Oh, not much.
And Miss Ace isn't going to the office every night since you got there?
Uh-huh, but he said he'd finish up in another week.
Another week of going out every night. Well,
going out to the office, isn't it?
Oh, yes, yes. We had an interesting case like that before.
A case?
What does that mean?
Oh, it was the talk of the neighborhood for blocks around. He went to the office every night, too.
Oh.
Well, I should rather not mention names, if you don't mind, Mrs. Ace. Shall we let him be anonymous?
Well, all right, if you want to. Joe is easier.
No, Mrs. Burton, I think you've got the wrong plan on this. So, well, use your own words, it's case.
Well, as I was saying, he went to the office every night, and she swallowed us hook, line, and sinker until one night she called his office and he wasn't there.
Well, where was he?
Where was he?
No, I asked you that.
Oh, my dear, must I draw a blueprint?
Beg pardon?
Now, just a minute, Mrs. Benton. I think you're barking up the wrong tree. You see, Mr. Ace is going to the office. He's been away for a month or so, and he's got a lot of back work to catch up in.
Oh, my dear. Well.
Now, look here, Mrs. Benton.
Oh, well, let's not talk about it anymore, shall we? If you're satisfied, I suppose I should be. You are satisfied, aren't you, Mrs. Ace?
No, I'm not.
Well, say.
Well, I'm not satisfied to stay home every evening because he has to work.
Work? Oh, my dear.
What?
Mrs. Benton, I wish you wouldn't say that thing.
Well, I haven't said anything. I've been most careful. I'd be the last person in the world to want to start trouble.
What kind of trouble? I can't make heads or shoulders of what you're trying to say.
Well, all I can say is that this other woman called her husband's office and he wasn't there.
Now, Mrs. Benton, I think you've
Just a minute, Mark. Don't keep interrupting her. I can't understand what she means.
Well, do you want me to tell you?
Yes, if you know.
She means that maybe Ace didn't go to the office.
Didn't go? Oh, well, he said he was going. You heard him.
Oh, my dear, you're so gullible.
Well, thanks. But what do you mean he didn't go to the office?
Yes, you tell her what you mean he didn't go to the office.
Oh, I don't have to draw a blueprint, do I? All I said was that this other woman called up her husband and he wasn't there. Oh, but she got over it. She married again and she's very happy.
Oh, I see what you mean. Oh, well, I don't have to call up my husband. I know he's there.
So nice to have faith like that. I only wish I had it.
Oh, I don't have to call up my husband.
Well, you see, Mrs. Benton, it didn't work out.
What didn't work out? My dear, you don't think
No, not at all.
Well, I wouldn't for the world.
Why, of course.
Just because I said that one woman found out her husband wasn't at the office when he said he was going there.
Oh, I don't have to call up my husband. I don't think.
You don't think you do?
Well, no, I don't think
so. Well, of course, if he's there, there's no harm done.
What?
I say if you call him and he's there's no harm done.
Oh, I don't have to call up my husband. He said he was going to the office, he is. I think.
Jenny, don't you weaken.
Why, he wouldn't even be there yet.
Oh, he's had plenty of time. He said 5 minutes. He must surely be there by now, isn't he, Mom?
Yes, he is.
See, even she doesn't think I have to call up my husband.
I don't think, I'm sure.
Oh, well, after all, it's no affair of mine.
That's right, Mrs. Benton. I don't know who this other woman is you've been talking about, but husbands differ. And this is one husband who does differ from the one you've been talking about.
Oh, I sometimes wonder.
Well, I don't think I have to call up my husband. I did want him to bring home some sandwich or something. I could call him to bring...
I understand, my dear.
Well, were you away too, Mark?
Oh, no, I stayed home and took care of things. We had visitors while the Aces were away.
Really? And they weren't here to entertain them. How strange.
Well, they were unexpected guests.
Really?
I'm getting hungry, I think.
What?
I'm getting hungry. I didn't eat much dinner. I think I'll call him and ask him to bring home some sandwiches.
Oh, Jay, now...
I always like a midnight snack of some sort. Mr. Benton always says there's nothing like a
midnight... Jay, put that phone down.
Oh, he won't mind. I'll just tell him to bring home some sandwiches and I'll make some coffee.
Yes. You call him, my dear.
Oh, this has nothing to do with what you said. You don't have to draw any loop points for me. I don't swallow anything hook, line, and sinker like that woman you said. I just thought it would be nice if we had some sandwiches.
Oh, would you like to stay and have something, Mrs. Benton? Oh, no. I'll be going in just a few moments. I really must rush off as soon as he answers. If he does answer.
Doesn't he answer? Well, it takes time, I guess.
Oh, take your time. If he's there, he ought to answer.
Oh, he's there. He said he was going to the office.
Well, doesn't he answer yet?
Oh, yes, he does. Hello, dear. I just called up to ask you to bring some sandwiches home.
I hope you're satisfied.
Well, there's nothing like making sure.
Oh, any kind. Just the sort of sandwiches. I'll make some coffee. Yes, goodbye then.
Well, I guess I better be going.
Oh, I'm sorry we couldn't entertain you the way you expected, Mrs. Benson.
Oh, not at all. I enjoyed it. It's been so nice seeing you. Oh, don't bother. I can find my way out. My car just outside. Good night. Give us a ring sometime.
Good night.
Good night, Mrs. Benson.
Good night.
Well, that ought to keep her trapped, John. But I am a little disappointed in you, Jane, actually calling him up that way. Well, that ought to ease your mind for a long while after finding him there.
That's just it, Marge. He wasn't there.
He was? But you just told him to bring some...
I was talking to myself. He didn't answer. But I didn't want her to know. You know how she carries gospel around.
I can say amen to that. But would you say he wasn't there?
He wasn't there.
Nice work, Jane. Not giving Mrs. Benson the satisfaction. But where is Mr. Ace? We'll learn more about his secret mission and the complications that follow when next we meet the Easy Aces.